Without further ado.
All right, let me ask you this. Is this, you know, I like movies. Is this someone from the film world?
Yes.
Is it John Travolta?
No.
Or is it bigger or smaller? Bigger than John Travolta?
More important than John Travolta.
Bigger.
Wow.
All right, Tom Cruise.
I don't have this set up. I'm just calling, so if we get an answering machine or whatever, I'm sorry.
What time is it? Feel my heart, Bridget. Feel it.
What time is it in California?
It's 8:30. It's 7:30 in California.
Okay. Because I'm like a nervous
I'm moist with anticipation. I need a Xanax.
Are you feeling a little, what?
Well, I don't
what
know.
What do they call that? Dale's feeling starstruck and he hasn't even got the
well, he's saying bigger than John Travolta. I mean, you know, there's only like three actors I could think of.
Well, Travolta hasn't done anything till today in Pulp Fiction.
No, he was nominated.
Ask me some more and I'll tell you if they're bigger or not. Ask me some more.
Let's see, who else?
Bigger than
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, God, yes.
Bigger than Jean-Claude.
Secret code.
All right.
Kevin Bacon.
Bigger than Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
Bigger than Kevin Bacon?
Please.
Get out of here.
Hello.
Hello, Jack?
Who the hell is this?
Jack, this is Dudley and Bob at KLBJ Radio in Austin. We're on the air right now.
Man. How did you get this number?
Oh, God.
Well, I've got some friends, and we trade stuff out. Evidently, you must have done an interview with somebody else. And
I don't do phone interviews with morning radio personalities. Don't you read the tabloids?
Well, we just wanted to talk to you for a minute, Jack, if we could. Bob's a big fan.
I'm a big fan, Jack. This is Bob Fonseca. God, I'm so nervous talking to you.
He's the other half of the Dudley and Bob
Take
show.
It, Dale, because I don't...
Yeah, we're big fans.
You got my attention. What the hell do you want?
All right, we saw that movie. What was that movie? I can't think of it. I saw Cuckoo's Nest about 1,000 times. And
the Last Detail, my favorite Jack Nicholson movie, is playing at the film festival this weekend here in Austin.
What's the one, though?
Few Good Men.
Few Good Men. We saw
Private
that one.
Private Santiago has no honor. Could you do that line for us, Jack?
Did that scene 56 times in a row. Did you read the article in People magazine?
Yeah, we read that you did it like over and over and over and over. What was the deal? Could you?
Rob Reiner said I only had to do it once because I nailed it the first time, and he just needed cutaways. And I said, don't worry, I enjoy the scene. So I did it 56 times in a row.
Wow.
Ingrained in my brain.
Could you do it for us?
I mean, I know we're not like, I know this wasn't the thing you look forward to first thing on a Friday morning, but
you know what time it is out here?
Yeah.
7:30.
Yeah, very early.
I'll tell you what.
What time do you usually get up, Jack?
I'm usually not up before noon.
Noon?
12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Swinging any golf clubs lately?
Hey.
Deborah, please.
I'm trying to put that behind me. Why does everybody keep bringing that up?
Sorry, Jack.
I meant, are you on the green, Jack? That's all I meant, man.
I'm in bed with an attractive young woman right now.
Oh, Angela? Angelica?
No, he broke up with her.
Ooh. Rebecca, you goof. Rebecca Broussard. Is that right?
She's the mother of my two children.
Right.
Jack, could you just do a little
if
bit for us and we'll hang up on it?
If we name a Jack.
What I'm going to do here. Don't ever call me this early again.
Okay. All right, Jack.
We'll tape it next time. We'll call you in the afternoon.
You have to. What I need for you to do.
Right.
I say, did you order? I say, you want answers and you go, I want the truth.
Okay.
I'll launch into it. The last line of it is, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to. You ask me and you have to ask me twice. We're going to do this once. Okay.
All right, Jack.
Did you order the code red? I say, I did the job I had to do. And then you ask me that again.
All right, what's the first line again?
I say, you want answers, and you say, I want the truth.
All right, Bob, since this is my present to you, you get to do this.
All right, I get to play Tom Cruise.
Yes.
All right, and then what's my next line?
The last line of my part is, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to. Then you say, did you order the code red?
All right.
Twice.
All right, cool.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to do this for you one time. I've done it 56 times in a row. I suppose 57 isn't going to kill me.
You're a trooper, Jack.
All right, we're ready, Jack.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. And who's going to do that? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than either of you can fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of knowing what I know. Santiago's death, though tragic, probably saved lives. My existence, though grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty as backbone of a life defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to someone who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedoms I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I'd rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job I had to do.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, listen, Jack, I'm sorry about waking you up, but thank you for talking to us.
Hey.
And we'll call you later in the afternoon next time.
Please.
All right.
Thanks, Jack.
See you later.
Congratulations, you found the hidden track. And yes, it is the Lost Star Trek episode that you've all clamored for. But before we get to that, let me tell you this, that the first 25 people who call up and have actually purchased this CD will win themselves a prize by identifying the hidden track. Friends, families, and other slime bags who have gotten the CD for free are not eligible. And once again, thanks for listening. Dudley and Bob with Deborah.
Space, the final frontier.
Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bothering you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes, yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. I can love you.
Kiss me. You're out of your mind.
The prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No! I can't. It's painless and quick.
Ah! Entry made by Second Officer Spock. Ah!
Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain.
Keep your fucking hands off. Just keep away, you green-blooded half-breed.
Scotty. No, wait.
Are you all right, Captain?
It's all right. I'm just a little dizzy. I have to take him back. Inside myself. I can't survive without him. I don't want to take him back. He's like an animal. A thoughtless, brutal animal.
Hey, let me give you a hand.
This thing can go anywhere.
You've not yet explained the nature of this thing.
She's a projectile at warp 9.
Get below. Take command.
Aye, sir. You're a beauty.
I won't fight you anymore. Oh, I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
I am substantial. You are not imagining this.
Harder!
Coming.
What are we doing to each other?
Fascinating. The result of stress.
We've been under stress before.
This is impossible. I'm a Vulcan.
What can you expect from a simpering, devil-eared freak whose father was a computer and his mother an encyclopedia?
I'm behaving disgracefully. I have eaten animal flesh and I've enjoyed it.
Believe me, Mr. Spock. It was painful. In more ways than one.
Aye, sir.
Captain's log supplement. I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see. Thank you, Mr. Spock. From both of us.